And when you begin to see yourself as a spiritual being, and you truly begin to see it, and you can't see it until you have that experience. And when you have that experience, your own mortality is something you become the observer of. And as you said to me yesterday, Jeff, I'm just grateful for the time that I had together with her. And that's the way you look at it, knowing that in a world of eternity, death is impossible. So I had those two very important and powerful lessons to learn: uncertainty, mortality, and the physical sense. And I take total responsibility for it. And what turns out is that I did have a blockage in one artery, not a real serious one. They call it the Widowmaker. As he explained it to me, I said, oh, that's a real nice name for it. The LAD, if you know what the LAD is, the lower anterior descending, and there was a little kink in it, and cholesterol had accumulated in there, and I had this blockage. And he also told me that I wouldn't have survived it had I not been an athlete and running and keeping myself in shape over the past 30 years or so. He said, you have the heart of a very strong young man. You just have a blockage in the Widowmaker. And they put a stent in there, and the next day I walked 5 miles. The next day. And I was running 2 weeks later and having stress tests a lot more these days. And checking on things like cholesterol and so on. But it raised my consciousness level and also taught me to be a bit more compassionate than perhaps I had been in the past with people who suffer from these kinds of struggles in their lives. But it was important for me to take responsibility for it. You see, if you don't take responsibility for what is going on in your life, in your body, in your relationships, everywhere, if you don't take responsibility for it, you are placing responsibility on something or someone outside of yourself. And in order for you to be able to do something about it, you have to wait for something or someone or some event outside of yourself to change in order for you to get better. And the likelihood of that happening is very small. But if it's on you, and it is yours, and you own it, then at least you have the potential or the capacity or the ability to be able to create the willingness to say, I think I'm going to work at doing something about this. I'm going to haul in a miracle. I'm going to call in one. Or I'm going off to the wilderness, as that woman I told you about earlier did. I'm going off to the wilderness, and I'm going to make contact with God, and I'm going to get quiet and peaceful for the first time in my life. I'm going to use the nature, the wilderness, as therapy. I'm going to trust my instincts. I'm going to turn it over to God. I can do anything. But if it's somebody else's fault, or the fact that we live in a carcinogenic world, or the fact that something out there happened when I was a little boy or a little girl, I can't change the facts. I can't change the facts. But I can change how I deal with them. So blame has to go. Now, in order to rid yourself of blame, you have to practice something called forgiveness. You can't get past the $1,000 level where you can leave this program with at least something unless you're willing to forgive. And A Course in Miracles has one of the most profound lines I've ever come across. It says, in order to forgive, you must have blamed. If you never blamed, you don't have anything to forgive. You don't have anyone to forgive. So getting rid of blame and forgiveness are synonymous terms. They're the same thing. And forgiveness, as Mark Twain said, forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Forgiveness is the lesson of visionary consciousness. It's the image of Jesus on a cross and being further tortured, and out of him comes, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And what is meant by that in my heart is they don't understand that when they throw a spear into me, They're throwing a spear into all of humanity.